Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Burkina Faso drops regional ECOWAS bloc from its new passport. The absence of the ECOWAS symbol and any reference to ECOWAS on Burkina Faso new passports stem from Ouagadougou's decision to withdraw from the organization. Burkina Faso has introduced new biometric passports that are distinctly missing the logo of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, on their covers, following a disagreement with the five-decade-old regional political and economic organization. During the launch earlier this week, Mahamadou Sana, the security minister of Burkina Faso, stated that the absence of the ECOWAS symbol and any reference to ECOWAS on the passports stemmed from Ouagadougou's decision to withdraw from the organization. According to the Director General of the National Identification Office of Burkina Faso, the travel documents were created by the Chinese firm EMP Tech. In January 2024, Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali, which had established the Alliance of Sahel States, AES, to mutually safeguard against security threats, collectively declared their withdrawal from the 15-nation ECOWAS bloc. The three nations criticized the regional group for endangering their sovereignty, alleging that it acted as an instrument for foreign interests after the bloc, supported by France, issued threats of military intervention in Niger to reinstate democratic governance following the removal of President Mohamed Bazoum in July 2023. France's three ex-colonies, having abruptly cut their defense connections with Paris, have expressed their disapproval of ECOWAS for implementing what they deem illegal and inhumane sanctions in reaction to the coups occurring in their nations. Furthermore, they have accused the organization of neglecting to provide support in their fight against jihadist violence, a situation they cite as a rationale for the removal of their civilian governments. In response to these accusations, ECOWAS has refuted the claims and has actively sought to persuade Bamako, Niamey, and Ouagadougou to reconsider their decisions, cautioning that their separation could jeopardize free trade and movement throughout the region. In July, the Economic Community of West African States designated Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye to commence discussions with the leaders of the Sahel region, aiming to break the deadlock and restore stability in the area. In February, ECOWAS had lifted economic and travel sanctions imposed on Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso. The three military leaders have expressed their unwillingness to rejoin the West African Economic Community. In May, Niger's Prime Minister Ali Mohamed Lamine Zine extended an invitation to ECOWAS members to participate in the Alliance for Sahel States, which he claims fosters a culture of sovereignty and dignity. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.